Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, YouTube? Big Sarge. SOL team, all admins, Political Drain, my followers, special ops teams, as well as my regular viewers. Drill Sergeant here, and I know it's late. I'm just getting in, and I knew that there are just a few people who look to me to help them decipher what's going on in the day, help give context to the things that they see in the media, especially knowing that they're untrustworthy. And today, something very big happened, and I felt it my duty to provide the context that I can. So I'm going to go down a few lists for what happened. The president today has just done exactly what Putin told him to do. If you noticed, we saw one guy, the eyeliner Vance, try to defame and try to get a reaction out of President Zelensky that would either null and void any contract or that would get done what just got done. Show the world whose side we're on. We saw the Newsmax or OAN fool, the Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend who she cheated on her husband with. He asked, well, you know, why don't you wear a suit? You come in here and not wear a suit. This is a reporter talking to a president of a foreign nation. Where did he get that kind of balls from? Why is he asking that question? He didn't ask Elon Musk that when he showed up in a graphic tee and a pullover. He didn't ask that when his child was riping boogers on the Oval Office desk. No, he asked that then because he was paid to ask that. That confrontation was planned and premeditated. That confrontation was planned and premeditated by Putin for the purposes of ensuring our loneliness and our isolation. The puppet-in-chief is a fool and a child. He's easily manipulated, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do today, draw the line in the sand. Every single moment spent berating, over-talking, threatening, and extorting Zelensky on camera was a moment that everyone in the EU and Australia and every other country that doesn't already hate us are stockpiling weapons, are manning the front lines, are recruiting soldiers. That entire 20-30 minute exchange was Putin's call to the rest of the world and our call to the rest of the world that we have changed sides. We are not an ally with any of those people. Our new allies are now Russia. Our new allies are now North Korea. Our new allies are an Erdogan and maybe China. But that's not an ally. None of these people are allies. These are people who we have actively fought against for 50 years. And they now get their revenge because we have a soft-brained child. We have a mentally ill, disgusting human being, sociopath in office who's compromised, has been since the 80s, who has done things with Epstein, why he never can release any tapes. He can release all the documents he wants to about JFK, but ask him about Epstein. He is so compromised, but also so selfish, that he today has sealed America's fate. Now, this seems dystopian. It seems hyperbolic. It is not. The contacts that I have from different countries in the world, people who are in the know in governments, are letting me know well before today that the the militaries of the EU, the militaries of the entire region are gaining more weapons from other people, not just planning for self-defense. They are galvanizing, organizing, and planning against us, as they should be. What we saw today was a definite handshake between a new axis of evil. America is the bad guy. America, Russia, North Korea is the new axis of evil. America now has people in regular political platforms doing Nazi salutes on purpose. America has a vice president paid for by Vladimir Putin. The sons of the president paid for by Vladimir Putin. America has a president who is so dumb and idiotic that he thinks enemies that use him and pee on him are doing it because they like him. He's also compromised. He knows that he's compromised, but he'll do anything to stay out of jail. The problem is, he's in jail right now. He's in jail. That's why he sits there with a face that's long and says nothing while his dungeon master whips him and brings his child to berate him in the Oval Office. As of right now, we are alone. The axis of evil is an absolutely ingenious organization designed over time by a KGB expert. We are now a colony of Russia. The orders come from Putin. The dismantling of our government is underway, and that's why it's underway. That's why the VAs are getting fired. That's why everything is underfunded. That's why we are seeing the dismantling of the government, is because instead of ever firing a shot, Vladimir Putin, the KGB expert, has turned us into an isolated entity controlled by a faraway state, by a faraway government, run completely by operatives who are compromised and do his bidding. Today was the outward promotion of that. That's what we saw today. Next steps. We have to get him out, or over time, NATO and all of those weapons and those troops that they're amassing will do it. If you are an American citizen and you want to keep your head down and not fight, you probably want to leave, because you won't have a choice. This is not a threat. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite of that. This is an invitation to fight on your terms, not the enemy's. The next thing we'll see is more attacks by terrorists or Christian nationalists, Muslim terrorists, whatever it is. The reason why we're going to see that is because the European Union, Australia, and every other country that used to share, we call them the Five Eyes, that used to share secrets with us so that we all stayed safe, will no longer share secrets with us. We don't know. What we do know is that our vice president, many in our media, and the leader of Doge are Russian assets, and they have all of our information, including the information of our secrets, our people, our CIA. I guarantee you, Russia has all of those now. Every one of those people are compromised. Everyone overseas that we have put in places of strategic importance are compromised, if not already gone. The worst part is it's on purpose. I won't say highfalutin media like MSNBC or CNN are paid for by Russia, but that doesn't matter because the same oligarchs run with the same needs. Those needs are money and power. So they're willing to do the bidding. They're willing to do it without being paid by Russia. They have enough. Someone like Trump, who's a child, waiting for a daddy to come home that will never come, will always choose a Putin because of the many mistakes that they make. And won't stop until the spanking comes. Our vice president is an obvious, obvious Russian asset. And the way he spoke today let me know that. His job was to ensure that this happened today if Trump wasn't smart enough to make it happen. So it did. After Zelensky was kicked out of the White House, everybody who we have a treaty with just saw how we treated Ukraine, who we also had a treaty with, an agreement with, that they don't get nuclear weapons if we defend them no matter what. They never got the nuclear weapons, and now we've given them up to be eaten and swallowed whole by a madman. And not only did that, berated them on the world stage on the way out. We're alone. We are in an axis of evil, and even that axis is preying on the fool that we've elected, because they're not our friends either. They're our new colonizers. Putin has the most reach. Putin has the most money amassed from his people, because the only footage you'll ever see of Russia is the single city in the single state in the single region that has anything. The rest of it is a shithole country. All of it. The worst places in the most rural, backwoods area of Mississippi is all of Russia. But maybe two cities where the rich people live and allow the plebeians to do a little work. All of that money taken from that great, gigantic land and resources has gone to one man. And he's used it to gain power and to colonize this country. That's the context of what you saw today. That's why it hurts so much and you don't know why. That's why something inside you is saying it's more than just how humiliating it is to be a part of a country that's this gross, that's this okay with madness at its highest office. It hurts you and you didn't know why. It's more than just that. That's why, in the back of your mind, everything I'm saying, you already know. You just didn't know how to express it. Moving forward, if you're not ready to fight, get ready to leave. If you think that fighting means you have to pick up some sort of weapon, it doesn't. Most of the military is support. 25%. Maybe 30% go out there and actually fight. The rest man phone lines. The rest do propaganda. The rest fix tires and engines. The rest house soldiers. The rest get soldiers' wives and kids paid and husbands paid. The rest do media. The rest write in newspapers and take photographs for historical sake. The rest organize. The rest provide comms, communication. The rest do mapping and navigation. The rest provide support. You will have to fight or you will have to leave. Putin's grandest achievement has been fully realized today. Whether we know it or not, or like it or not, everyone else in the world knows it and has been planning for it and will react accordingly. I got more stuff coming. I got more information on the resistance. Make sure that you're there. Make sure that you're there in big numbers on March 14th in D.C. Make sure you're there and you stay over till the 15th at noon when we have a march on the media, on the doorsteps of those organizations that need to hear us and see us. It's not over. We're just going to have to fight for it. That's the first steps. And numbers too big to fail. I'll see you there. Or find somewhere else to go.
And now it's time for the throw punch!
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.